Since their appearance on the American music scene in the late 1960s, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young have remained relevant both together and as solo artists.
Getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
Nearly 40 years after their appearance at Woodstock, the group has reunited to speak out once again on issues they feel strongly about. Stephen Stills, Neil Young, and Graham Nash explain.
It started out like any of the CSNY tours do, which is that Neil called everybody and had a great idea.
The songs I've written are words that I heard from all my friends, words that I've seen on television, words that I read in the newspaper. It's all about what's going on right now.
The current Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young tour that we're doing right now is it's very focused on a certain message.
Named Freedom of Speech 06, Nash says the tour seeks to deliver its message with a blend of both old and new songs while focusing on one of the most important rights guaranteed by the American Constitution.
Freedom of speech is the most vital way that we can keep in touch with what's going on and speak our minds.
And the whole theme of it is that having a free voice and having being able to express yourself freely in a free society is why we're here.
It's a thing that separates us from a lot of other countries that don't have the kind of ability to speak our minds.
It's the backbone of our country.
Because one of the things that we want to get across is to reaffirm in people the fact that they do have freedom of speech.
Back in the days of shock and awe.
Over the years, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's music has been a blend of politically motivated anthems and songs about life in general.
In the 70s, we sang some songs that were protest songs, but generally we sang about life and what was going on and everything, and there was always a lot of positives.
Whether the message is political or social, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's music continues to resonate with their fans.
I wrote a song in 1965 called For What It's Worth. You know, there's something happening here, you know. What it isn't exactly clear. That one.
I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
These guys have always had something to say. You know, Ohio, Woodstock, it's always going to be relevant to what's going on.
And how do they feel America has changed in the past four decades?
I think the country's gone through enormous changes since Woodstock.
We have become a much more culturally divided people. People are misunderstanding each other's faiths.
It's an incredibly complex set of situations.
It's ageless, man. These guys are as cool as they ever were. And then they're better and better and better.
And what's going on generally in the Middle East is not happening out there. It's happening to all of us. All of us are members of this planet. It's happening to all of us.
We're your friends. Please don't forget that. And don't feel we've abandoned you. And or that you have to wreak your vengeance on our culture. Because people are different. However you want to live, it's fine. That's what's good. Peace.